The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Some of my fondest memories as a child was Christmas caroling. My wife would tell you the same. She and her family would go Christmas caroling. My youth group, when I was growing up, went caroling. Well, some would think that Christmas caroling has died and, well, gone to heaven, but it has not. It is alive and well here in the state of Ohio, and a great deal of the credit to that goes to the Christian Blue Pages and my guest, Daryl Geis. Daryl, welcome.
Bob, thank you so much. Merry Christmas to you and your listeners.
Well, Merry Christmas to you. How long have the Christian Blue Pages been involved with this Christmas caroling initiative?
Well, it started back in 1995 when I went caroling in my neighborhood around my church with my church group, and I went to a convenience store afterwards to get some additional hot chocolate because a lot of people showed up and walked up to the counter, and the clerk said, gosh, you look cold. And I said, yeah, I've been out Christmas caroling. And she stopped dead in her tracks and said, Christmas caroling? I didn't think anyone did that anymore. And that really is the start of it. I had just assembled some crudely, photocopied and stapled songbooks together. But we went on a search, the Christian Blue Pages, went on a search to find, songbook or some type of camera-ready songs that we could turn into a songbook. And we found it. And we launched our first ever Christmas carol songbook, now called the Christmas Blue Pages, in Columbus, Ohio, in 1996.
Well, that is wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. And you began in earnest in 1996 to promote it.
That is correct.
By the way, just real quick, Daryl, tell our listeners quickly about the Christian Blue Pages and the Christian Blue Network. Some of them may not be familiar with it.
Yeah, the Christian Blue Network helps business leaders make connections, meet needs, and honor God through their business, making connections to this multimedia marketing Christian Business Directory platform we offer through the Christian Blue Pages print directory, our TrustBlueReview.com website, TrustBlue mobile app, Christian Blue Communications, which is our social media and e-marketing arm of the company, and then the Christmas Blue Pages songbook. And so those are the ways we make connections, help them meet needs and assess how they're meeting needs through our reviews on Trust Blue Review. So that was the new thing we brought in a few years ago. Consumers can read and post reviews about how our clients are actually doing in business, anything from accountants to dentists to plumbers to veterinarians, anything A to Z. And then our heart, really, what gets me up in the morning, Bob, is this idea of inspiring and equipping Christians in business to minister to their congregation, mm-hmm. which is their clients and customers. I really believe God, calls us all as believers in Christ to be in ministry in our business, and really every business, Christian-owned business, is a ministry. And so how do we most effectively minister, not just the felt needs, the products and services we provide, but also the core needs? And so our clients are on this journey with us and figuring all that out. And we've been doing that since 1991, and obviously, like I said, the songbook ministry since 1996.
All right, what is the one-hour caroling challenge?
Okay, so what I did is, everybody's busy, right, during the holiday season. You got so much going on, present buying, fighting traffic at malls, events with the kids, just so much to do, visiting family, all that kind of stuff. I figured out that if you take from midnight on Thanksgiving evening or 12 a.m. Black Friday morning to midnight on Christmas Eve, the, you know, the Christmas season, you know, and if you'll take out 8 hours of sleep every night, and you take out 8 hours of work Monday through Friday. Most people don't sleep 8 hours, and most people work more than 8 hours. But if you take out those things, you have, we all have 272 hours of the Christmas season that we choose to invest doing whatever. Mm-hmm. And so our challenge to, you know, people is to say, you know, hey, listen, take 1 hour, 1 hour of the 272 hours of, you know, your Christmas season to intentionally go and love your neighbor and do it through Christmas caroling.
All right. Now, how can our listeners find the resources that you have available? And you have many of them. Tell our listeners how they can be, how they can get involved and how they can access your resources.
Well, go to GoCaroling.com. Real simple to remember, GoCaroling.com. That website has inspirational videos. It has information, the tabs at the top, get started, how to form a caroling group, how to carol, where to carol, get free resources. You could find out where in Central Ohio and beyond. You could pick up copies of the Christmas Blue Pages Caroling Songbook, or you could download a songbook right from the website. You could download church bulletins, if you're a church secretary or whatever, put bulletins in your, flyers in your bulletin encouraging your congregation to go out caroling. You could register your caroling group. That's what we really recommend. You know, people go caroling a lot, and even if they don't use our songbooks, we say, hey, go to GoCaroling.com. Tell us you caroled. Register your carol group. And if you do that, you could win some pretty cool prizes, which include hot air balloon rides, Ark Encounter ticket, a group Ark Encounter ticket package, Creation Museum, you know, a variety of other, you know, great prizes. So that's where you go. That GoCaroling.com has all the resources anyone needs to go out caroling, and it's fun. But you know, you say it's fun, and more and more people are doing it, through Christmas Blue Pages and other resources we've been.
And that was my next question. You've been doing this since 1996. Are you seeing a growing enthusiasm about Christmas caroling? Because it honestly was just about dead, or at least it was dying. Are you seeing a growing interest and enthusiasm?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, we can register how many, you know, caroling groups, we can know how many caroling groups register on our website, and that grows every year. We set a record last year for number of registrations, and we know that, you know, compared to all the caroling groups out there, you know, relatively few probably, you know, register with us, but hopefully more and more this year. But then we also see, Bob, more, you know, you see more caroling things that are totally unrelated to us. And, you know, I don't take credit for that at all. All I'm saying is that as people start doing it and as they enjoy it, as they, you know, experience this and going out in a group caroling is not just a great experience for the people that are being caroled too, but it's a bonding experience for the group itself. And, you know, I mean, the Bible says that God inhabits the praises of his people. So yeah, if you sing Christmas carols, God is going to come. He's going to show up, and the word does not return void. It's going to make an impact in the heart of the listener, and that is the greatest way, I believe, that you can love people at Christmas amidst this busy, crazy time, is just take a little time to go caroling. Go to the nursing home, go to your neighborhood, just carol around your family Christmas tree, and we provide the resources to make that happen.
All right, and the website again?
GoCaroling.com.
GoCaroling.com. Daryl Geis with Christian Blue Network, Christian Blue Pages. Daryl, I tell you this every Christmas, but thank you for doing this. You're impacting thousands and thousands of people. And I appreciate it. I know our listeners do, and I hope all of them will take advantage. GoCaroling.com. Daryl, always good to talk to you. And again, Merry Christmas to you and yours.
You as well. Thank you so much for having me on.
My pleasure, Daryl. God bless you. Talk to you again soon. All right. Bye-bye. All right. Bob Burney Live will continue after this very brief intermission. Stay tuned.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
How about an update on the Salvation Army campaign? We have reached our goal, and I am ecstatic. I am thrilled. I am just overjoyed. Now, if you go to thewordcolumbus.com, click on the Salvation Army banner, you're going to notice that our goal is $8,000, and right now it states $7,207.72. Let me explain. A $1,000 pledge has been made, and it will not be collected for another few days. But the money has been pledged, and I believe with all my heart it will be there. So I'm counting it. And I think that's proper and right. Salvation Army, however, cannot count it until they actually receive it. I, by faith, believe that they're going to receive it, so I'm counting it, and so I'm adding $1,000. And I just want to be clear, open, and honest with you. That's why I'm saying we're at $8,207 rather than what the page says, $7,207. Now, that means that we together are going to transform 164 families this Christmas, because $50 takes care of an entire family this Christmas. You can adopt one entire family for $50. Well, if you take $8,200 divided by 50, that's 164. Wouldn't it be great if we could get to 170? Now, again, I think we have reached and exceeded our goal by a couple $100. I'd love to go further. I'm not going to take a whole lot of time. I've got some other stories I want to share with you. I saw a yard sign today that is a complete, absolute lie from the pit of hell. And I want to tell you about it. But I just want to encourage you. I hope we're not done. I hope we can help a few more families. TheWordColumbus.com is where you drop some money in the virtual kettle. TheWordColumbus.com. TheWordColumbus.com. Click on the Salvation Army banner. If you don't see the Salvation Army banner, just hit the refresh button and it will pop up. I hope we can help a few more families. Could you give if you haven't already? In fact, some of our listeners have given twice. But thank you to our incredible listening audience. And I hope we go just a little further. Driving around my hometown of Westerville this morning, and I usually pay very, very little attention to yard signs. This isn't the political season, so we don't see a whole lot of yard signs out. But, you know, we see them with this message and that message, or a roofing company, a painting company. Driving around, and in the front yard of a house, I saw this sign. And it said in large letters, "You are enough." Doesn't that sound good? Doesn't that sound like a positive affirmation? Doesn't that sound like something to give someone to encourage them? Hey, don't be discouraged. Don't be downtrodden. Don't let somebody bully you. Don't let somebody question your ability. You are enough. Enough. I think if you would question most people, I think if you question many Christians about this yard sign, what is your response? You are enough, positive or negative? I think in the general public, it would be overwhelmingly, yeah, that's really positive. I think many Christians would respond in a positive way. I'm driving down the street, minding my own business. I see this sign. I read it, "You're enough." And I said out loud, "That is a lie." And it is. It is a lie. I got news, folks. Without God, you are not enough. I don't care who you are. I don't care how much talent and ability. I don't care how good looking you are. I don't care how much education you have. My friend, you are not enough. But you see, this is the message of the world, and it has been continually. You don't need God. You are self-sufficient. Where did this message begin? In the Garden of Eden. The serpent came to Eve and said, "Hey, Eve, you are enough. You don't need God. If you would eat of this tree, you would be like God." And listen, the devil was saying, "Hey, Eve, you eat of that tree and you'll be enough. You won't need God." The message of our culture and our society is you are sufficient. Pull yourself up by your own bootstraps. You can do it. You are enough. My friend, I'm not enough. I desperately need God. And you know what? I need other people as well. Now, I'm not dependent upon other people, but I need the fellowship of other people. That's why God gave us family, but that's also why God gave us the church. Because we're not enough. You know the old saying, no man is an island? Well, this yard sign is saying, well, you are an island. You're a good island. You're a beautiful island. You are a self-sufficient island. Now, I'm not saying that the people who have that yard sign out, I have no idea who they are. I don't know what their belief is. I am sure they meant it to be encouraging, hoping that people driving down the street in front of their house who are discouraged and depressed and despondent, particularly this Christmas season, would read that sign, "You are enough," and they would be encouraged. But here's the problem. They'll find out very soon that it is a lie. You are not enough. I am not enough. God created us in such a way that we need our Creator. He's the potter, we're the clay. He is the Creator, we are the creatures. And we are not enough. Don't believe the lie. Now with Christ, I'm enough. With Christ, I can do all things. With Christ, I am complete. With Christ, I am perfect. I am forgiven. But without Christ, I am not enough. And neither are you.